朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
什么是我们人生中最大的试探？
What's a major trial?
Temptation.
Temptation.
可能更合适。权力、美色、金钱。
Power, beauty, or money?
我觉得最大的试探是想纵容自己犯罪的欲望。
It's a desire that tempts us to sin.
权力不是坏事，美色也可以欣赏，金钱更是我们生活所需的。
Power is no bad, we can enjoy beauty and we need money for life.
但人罪恶的欲望可以使一切好的东西都变成坏的。
However, our evil desire can corrupt everything.
那才是我们人性中最可怕的部分。
That's the most horrible part of human nature.
有人说人性最大的罪恶就是忘恩负义。
Some say that we are most sinful when we forget what's good and beneficial for us.
但是更准确一点的说，人性中最大的罪恶是忘记神的恩典，背乎神的公义。
That we forget the grace of the Lord and we betray His justice.
因为只有得到神的恩典，回到神的公义，我们才能够克服在我们里面那一个犯罪的欲望。
Because only with His grace and justice we can conquer our evil desire to sin.
雅各书是一卷非常实际，能够教导帮助我们去克服罪的欲望的一本书。
The book of James is practical in helping us to conquer our evil desires.
因为神是爱我们，他愿意帮助我们脱离罪的网罗。
For God loves us and hope to get us out of the sin's power.
所以我们要用差不多四个月的时间来读雅各书。
That's why we spend about 4 months reading the book of James.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
父啊，你造了我们，你也给了我们人性中的自由。
Father, you created us and gave us freedom.
因为这是一个大胆危险的尝试，有自由就有可能选择罪恶。
It's a bold and a brave trial because with freedom we can choose to sin.
可是你的真爱一定要有自由的选择。
However, your true love requires a free choice.
父啊，你不愿意牺牲我们的自由而不给我们你的爱。
Father, you don't want to withhold your love and the sacrifice of freedom.
当我们用我们的自由来对抗你的时候，主啊，你仍然用爱把我们挽回。
You still help us with your love even when we fight against you with our freedom.
主啊，我们读你话语的时候，我们不但求真理的知识，我们更求那能够帮助我们改变圣灵的能力。
Lord, when we read your words, we want not only knowledge, but also the power of the Holy Spirit that changes us.
我们求圣灵今天早上借着主你的话来 touch, 触摸我们每一个人的心。
We pray that the Holy Spirit touches us through your words this morning.
求主听我们的祈祷。
Please listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
新约的圣经啊里面有提到五个雅各。
The New Testament Bible mentioned the five James.
其中最有名的就是约翰，门徒约翰的哥哥雅各，还有耶稣的弟弟雅各。
Most famous of our brothers of John and Jesus.
但约翰的哥哥雅各很早就被希律杀头了。
However, James, the brother of John, was killed by a near earlier hero.
所以 最有可能写这一卷书的应当是耶稣的弟弟，也是耶路撒冷教会的领袖。
So the most likely author of this book is James, the brother of Jesus.
大概的时间是在罗马尼禄王做皇帝之前，有可能是早期，也可能是后期。
It's at the time about Nero become emperor.
那他写这卷书的目的是要劝导在各地的信徒能够坚守基督徒的行为，好的见证。
And the purpose of this book is for the disciples and believers to withhold their faith.
当时教会受到的迫害还是局部性的。
Because the persecution was local at the time.
所以教会是在稳定中成长。
And the church was growing.
但不久就轮到追求世俗生活的方式。
Later, the church started to pursue the worldly goodness.
有许多只讲道理不求好行为的基督徒充斥在教会当中，产生许多的问题。
The churches were filled with Christians who only talk about knowledge but don't pursue the good behaviors.
好比说，重富轻贫，光说不做。
For example, they value more the rich than the poor and they only speak without doing.
口传闲话，批评教会。
They tell the gossips and criticize the churches.
追求宴乐，没有好的行为。
They looked for faiths and the words without good behaviors in Christian belief.
好像今天北美的教会一样，都跟从这个世界。
Like the churches in today's North America, those churches follow the world.
我们突然建造空中的属灵的楼阁，而忽略了脚踏实地生活的见证。
We build the spiritual buildings in the air, without the testimony in the earth.
所以今天我们来研读雅各书是非常恰当。
So it's proper for us to study the book James today.
雅各书谈论了许多生活的教训。
The book James talk about the money of the license for daily lives.
但是它的主题却是一致的。
And the main topic is consistent.
那就是没有行为的信心是死的。
The faith without behavior is dead.
雅各非常强调真实的信心一定会带出正直的行为来。
James emphasized that the true faith will bring in justified behaviors.
和保罗所讲的因信称义，其实两者是一致的。
It's consistent to what Paul said that you are justified by your faith.
就是信心是行为的基础，行为是信心的表现。
In that, the faith is the foundation and the behavior is the performance of faith.
上一个主日，我们谈到信心的考验。
Last Sunday, we talked about trials.
方牧师带我们看到三件事情在信心的考验中我们要抓紧的。
And Pastor Fang led us through three things we need to hold fast during the trials.
第一，在试验中我们要忍耐。
First, we need to persevere.
一个人得了癌症还能够喜乐吗？
Can one be really happy when he or she has cancer?
基督徒答案是真的，可以的。
A Christian can be truly joyful.
虽然外面他的笑容可能会消失，但是他的心里面靠着主仍然会有喜乐。
Also the smile will fade, but the true joy within Lord will be within his or her heart.
因为上帝要我们受试炼的最终目的不是叫我们失败，而是叫我们能够完全的依赖他。
Because the Lord's purpose for putting us in testing is so that we can trust in him completely.
成功不见得是病得医治，而是成全了神在我身上的旨意。
The success might not be in the way of healing, but the fulfilling of God's will in ourselves.
所以在这个受试炼的过程中，我们要学习忍耐。
So during the process of testing, we need to learn to persevere.
第二，我们可以向神求智慧。
And second, we can ask for wisdom.
所谓智慧不是聪明的智商，丰富的知识。
Wisdom is not high IQ or a lot of knowledge.
而是能够分辨在苦难中神 的旨意是什么。
But to figure out what God's will is even in hard time.
我们的神是全知全能的，他晓得什么是对我们最好。
Our God is all knowing and all able. He knows what's best for us.
如果我们能够明白他的意思，而能够遵照他的意思去做，这个就是得到了神的智慧。
If we know and follow His will, we will have the wisdom of the God.
神让我们受试炼，其实为了多增加我们的智慧。
The testing is a way of God to increase our wisdom.
当然，我们在困惑中，要不要换工作，要不要回国，还是留在美国，我们不明白，可以求告神。
Of course, we can ask if we had doubt whether we should change our job or we should go back to China or stay in America.
但是更重要的是，当你得不到你想要得的，你还能不能够忍受这样的试炼？
This is even more important whether you can still stand the testing even when you don't get what you want.
那个就是在试炼中的智慧了。
That's the wisdom is in testing.
第三，要避免心怀恶意的变动。
Sir, we cannot be double-minded.
可能今天我们很热心的追求主，明天我们遇到难处就把神丢到爪哇国去了。
Maybe we pursue God with a great enthusiasm today, but after a harsh tomorrow, we will forget about God.
讲这个话有语病了，那爪哇国的人怎么办呢？
So what happened?
既然我们祷告把事情交托 给神了，我们就应当相信他。
Since we pray and we trust our future to God, we should believe in Him.
所以你若知道这是神在带领你，那个是出于神的信心的话，你继续的做，神不拦阻你，你就继续的做。
So if you know that God's will is leading you and you are not stopped by God, then keep doing what you're doing.
要不然我们一直在变动，怀疑神的带领，最后造成的是我们自己的损失。
Otherwise, we'll be changing our time when doubting about whether God is leading us. That's our loss.
因为怀疑就等于不信。
Because doubting is equal to not believing.
今天我们要继续来看雅各书第一章九到十一节。
Today we will further study the verse 19 to 21 of Book of James.
首先我们要谈到高与低的试炼。
First, we talk about the testing of high and low.
在雅各书第一章九节十节，我们一起来念一二三，请。卑微的弟兄升高，就该喜乐；富足的降卑，也该如此。首先，雅各指出来，当我们受到了高与低的试炼的时候，我们应当喜乐。
First, The book James talk about should be joyful when we are tested with either rich or poor.
所谓高就是我们人生得意的时刻。
The rich means when we have our success at least.
好像你的工作有了突破，你申请到了专利。
Like you have a breakthrough in your career and you get a patent approved.
好像你又得到一个更高的职位，更多的报酬。
You get a higher position with some compensation.
好像你得到了 terminal degree 的博士学位。
Now you got a terminal degree of a PhD.
好像你做生意发了大财，这些都会使我们快乐。
Doing well in business, those all make us happy.
但是如果你遇到了不幸的灾祸
，However, if you are under some misfortune,
妻子要离婚，儿女都离家出走
，potential divorce and your kids are leaving you.
交错了朋友，染上了毒瘾。
You got the drug addicted because of wrong friends.
自己的身体有了癌症，各样的疾病。
Body suffer from cancer or other diseases.
怎么办？一下子你的心就掉到了谷底，完全崩溃了。
What? Your heart will sink to the bottom.
我们是不是人生充满了这样高与低的试验呢？
Our life is full of testing like such.
好像坐 bus 从纽约回 Cincinnati， 高高兴兴的早上就到家了，结果半夜车子翻了，五个人就死掉。
It's like the passengers on the bus from New York to Cincinnati, they suffered a car accident and five of them died.
那谁会料得到他可能是那五个人当中的一位呢？
Who would expect that he or she would be among the five?
我们的人生当中呢，充满了这样高高低低的事情。
Our lives are full, filled with such highs and lowsness.
所谓试炼、试探， 这两个字中文不一样，在希腊文其实都是同个字。
And the trials and temptation also that different in Chinese, that same word in the Greek.
Parasmoni, 这个字的意思就是接受考验。
The parasmoni is understood testing.
那要看经文的上下文说的是什么。
Then you need to understand it within the context.
出于魔鬼的那就是试探，出于神的那就是试炼。
If it's from the evil, it's temptation. From God, it's a testing trial.
那我们到了下一课，我们再来讨论这件事情。
Next time, we will further elaborate it.
但不论是高升或是降卑，我们基督徒都应当喜乐。
Whether we become rich or poor, we need to be joyful.
因为喜乐是神给我们的。
Because joy is from the God.
不是你自己可以变出来的。
Not something we can create ourselves.
你变出来的叫做快乐。
Happiness is what we create.
你得到的从里面出来的叫做喜乐。
What you receive and from the inner part of you.
我们可以向神要喜乐，他就给我们。
We can ask for joy and we'll get it.
因为喜乐是一种内在灵里的满足。
For it's a spiritual satisfaction.
它不受外在环境的支配。
It's not controlled by the outer
environment. 所以虽然外在我们有很多的苦楚，我们内心仍然可以有喜乐。
So we can suffer a lot in the outer side, but then within us we have joy.
好像斯提凡寻道的时候。被人用石头打死。
Stephen, he was rocked to death.
可是他被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀。
But he was filled by Holy Spirit, so he looked upon and he saw the glory of the Lord.
他的肉身在承受痛苦，可是他的心灵却满有圣灵充满的喜乐。
His body was suffering, but his heart was filled with spiritual joy.
喜乐也是因着感恩。而向神完全的降服。
Enjoy the submission due to gratitude.
当我们受试炼的时候，我们不肯向神降服。
When we undergo testing, we resist to submit ourselves.
不但我们自己加倍的痛苦，我们还会觉得被神遗弃了一般。
Not only our suffering will double, we feel abandoned.
然后我们就迁怒四周的人，自己就陷入更深的痛苦中。
Then we will let it out to others and suffer even more.
但是奇妙的是，当我们什么时候转向神，我们立刻心中就得回喜乐。
However, miraculously, the moment we turn to God, we get our joy back.
有的时候有人会写 email 骂我。
Sometimes people wrote email to scold me.
你们不要以为做牧师都受人尊敬啊，不见得的。
Our pastor, while respecting our time.
有的人很羡慕做牧师，看看什么事不做，礼拜天讲讲话哈，还要别人付钱来听他骂挨骂，这很好的职业。
Think pastor is a good career. giving lectures on Sunday and scolding people and receive payment from them.
其实受误解，我会难过，跟你们一样。
And I will suffer when I am misunderstood.
我想我快退休，这一走，白了，那就没事了嘛。
Thinking that I just retire and leave.
可是若是我祷告，我求神赦免我心中的不满，也赦免对方。
However, if I pray, then I pray that the Lord can forgive my suffering and forgive the other as well.
哎，很快的，我的喜乐就回来，就无所谓了。
And quickly, my joy will be back, and it's okay.
因为喜乐是因着感谢神而愿意上神向神降服得到的东西。
Because joy is when you receive, you receive the joy when you submit to Lord because of gratitude.
第三，喜乐也是不看自己的得失。
And third, joy is not to count your own gaining or losses.
我们都说一杯水，你可以看到有半杯在里面，你就感谢神还有半杯。
Some people see half cup of water and be thankful for the half cup.
但你也可以看到只有半杯而埋怨神，我怎么只有半杯？
Some other complain because it's half empty.
但如果你连半杯水都没有怎么办？
However, what happens if you don't even have the half cup?
你还能感谢吗？
Can you still be grateful?
可不可以？
Can you?
当然可以，感谢神，我有个杯子。
Of course, I have the cup.
所以，我们凡事不要看得那么重。
So don't count everything so important.
The Matthew Henry 就是17世纪英国很有名的一个传道人。
Matthew Henry is famous, pastor from 17th century in British.
他写的 那一本Matthew Henry 的这个 commentary 到今天我们还在读。
The commentary of him we are still reading today.
有一次他的钱包被人偷走了。
Once his wallet was stolen.
但是他仍然说我有五个感谢。
He still say I still have five thanks.
第一，感谢神，对方以前没有偷过我的东西。
For second Lord that that people hadn't stolen from me before.
第二，感谢神，他偷的是我钱包，不是我的命。
Second, I'm thankful because my wallet rather than my life is stolen.
第三，感谢神，他只偷了我一部分，没有偷我的全部。
I'm thankful because only part and not all is stolen.
第四，感谢神，因为他需要钱，现在他有钱可花了。
Fourth, thank Lord who the one who needs money now has it.
第五，感谢神，是他偷我，不是我偷他。
Fifth, thank God, it's he who is stealing from me rather than the other way around.
凡事我们都可以感谢。
We can be thankful for everything.
只要你不把得失看得太重要，你就会有主的平安。
As long as we don't really value the loss or gain so much, we will have the peace with us.
孟子说，富贵不能淫，贫贱不能移，威武不能屈，此之谓大丈夫。
And Meng Zi says, neither riches nor honors can corrupt him.Neither poverty or humbleness can make him swear from principles, and neither threats or forces can subdue him. This character considered a great man.
本来想考验一下他，没得考的啊。那么基督徒都应当做大丈夫。
So every Christian should be a great man.
当然不是靠着我们修身养性，乃是靠着神赐给我们的信心跟我们对他的顺从。
Not because we can access ourselves, but because of God.
啊，那这一个世界，我们怎么样子来了解世俗的错误呢
？In this world, how we can know the worldly wrong?
啊，譬如说，有的人说，富人都是罪恶的。
For example, people say all rich person are sinful.
但是有的人呢，心里面却偏偏非常羡慕成为富翁。
And many people want to be rich themselves.
那世俗的富足。可以这样子的看有三方面。
So we can see the world rich in three ways.
第一个是欺压别人变成富足。
One type of rich person get it by oppressing others.
好像箴言22章第7节说富富管辖穷人欺压贫穷的要为利己为着自己的利益欺压人。
Like said by the Proverbs, the rich rule over the poor, and he who oppresses the poor to increase his wealth.
第二，这个富足是只顾自己的享乐。
And second, the rich person only cares about his own enjoyment.
好像主耶稣讲的那一个财主，他一直想盖大房子，赚更多的钱。
Like in the story of Jesus, the rich man wants more money and bigger houses.
那神却对他说：“无知的人呐、啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归给谁呢？凡为自己积财的。”在神的面前却不富足的也是这样。
The Lord says, "You fool! This very night your life be taken away. Who will guide what you have prepared for? And that happens to all who only store up for themselves, but not rich toward God."
第三种富足就是也愿意分一些给穷人。
And third, rich person gave a little to the poor.
好像主耶稣他在圣殿里面看人怎么样子奉献。
Like when Jesus see how people offering in temple,
耶稣对着银库坐的，看众人怎样投钱入库。有好些财主往里投了若干的钱，因为他们都是自己有余，拉出来投在里头。
So Jesus see many rich person donate out of their wealth.
这些富人他们也奉献，但是他们不是出于爱神爱人，而是出于责任。
So this rich person offer out of responsibility, not through love.
他们这样的做是为了做给别人看，得到别人的称赞。
They are doing it so that they can be praised by others.
今天有许多年轻人非常羡慕这第三类的人。
Many young people today are kind of jealous of the third rich person.
像这个 Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, 他们一下子就捐几百万。
Like Gates or Barry, they will offer or donate $1 million.
但你要知道，他们坐在那里，每个小时都有几百万、几千万的进账。
But you have to remember that each hour they gain $1 million.
他们什么都不用做，那所捐的钱连他们千分之一的财产都不到。
Without doing anything, and they just offer like 1/1000 of what they have.
这一些世俗的富足只是今天的有钱，在永世里面算不得什么。
Such a worldly abundance only happens for this world, but count little in the eternal life.
但如果我们也追求上帝的祝福，只是为了成为第三种人，那是非常可怜的。
So if we only seek the blessing of God to become the third type of rich person, that's miserable.
基督徒，我们应当追求的祝福是什么呢？
As Christians, what kind of blessings we should pursue?
其实也有三种态度。
There's three different kinds.
第一种是求神的祝福。
First, ask to be rich and to be blessed.
好像箴言第十章第二十二节说的，耶和华所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
The Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and he has no trouble to it.
哎呀，这太好了，你看富足却没有忧虑。
So this is wonderful, wealth without trouble.
这好像做孩子一样啊，要就跟父母伸手，然后其他事一概不管。
Like a kid, we can get everything we need from parents without worrying about anything.
这个我们称它为什么 ?Baby Christian, 婴孩的基督。
So we saw this attitude, the baby Christian.
第二类呢，是我也不求富，也不求贫。
Second, asking not rich and not poor.
箴言三十章第八、第九节说：“求你使我，求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷，也不富足，赐给我所需用的饮食。恐怕我饱足不认你，或说耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以至于亵渎我神的名。”
Like Proverbs chapter 30, it says, Keep falsehood and lies away from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but make only my daily bread. Alternative, I may have too much and dishonor you and say, Who is the Lord? I may come poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my Lord.
有不少的基督徒觉得，哎呀，这就是我的祷告啊，不贫不富啊，那多么好，这个人生真美满。
Many Christians say, This is my prayer.It's be a perfect life without being poor or being rich.
但这个也不过等于是一个青少年开始能够懂得一些人生的意义，把自己的生活处理好而已。
But this is just like a teenager starting to learn what meaning of life is and start to deal with the life.
神希望我们的是成为第三种求祝福的人。
Lord wants to be the third type of richness.
就是使别人富足。
Ask to enrich others.
哥林多后书第八章第九节说，你们知道，我们请大家一起来念这一段，请，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。第三种的求祝福是不求自己的好处，而让自己成为别人的好处。
The third type is not asking for all the goodness, but become the goodness of others.
Like, 这个才是完全的基督徒。
This is a complete Christian.
主耶稣已经给我们一个榜样。
Exampled by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Francis of Assisi.法兰西斯，他是一个十三世纪的时候意大利的一位传道人。
Francis is a pastor from the 13th century.
他建立了这一个天主教中的助贫运动。
He built this poverty helping movement.
1219年，他为了要制止十字军的无谓的打仗牺牲，亲自跑到埃及去求这个苏丹。要希望他也能够放弃这个打仗。
In order to stop the evil fighting of the crusade, he went to Egypt himself, asked students to stop the war.
他想劝这个苏丹信主，结果自己连性命差点都丢了。
In his effort convincing the Sudan to believe in Jesus, he almost lost his own life.
法兰西斯他是出生在一个非常有钱商人的家庭。
Francis, he was born in a rich business family.
他年轻的时候生活放荡，非常任意。
So he lived a free life when he was young.
可是有一次他在市场上卖他父亲的这个绸缎的衣服的时候，有一个乞丐来向他讨钱。
One day he was selling his father's clothes on market and he met a beggar.
不晓得为什么他突然意识到一个穷人的可怜，所以他就把所赚的钱都给了那个乞丐。
Then he realized how miserable a poor's life is, so he gave all the money to the beggar.
他回去以后，他父亲非常的震怒，狠狠地处理了他。
And his father got angry and punished him.
有一次，他在一个小教堂里面，他看到耶稣向他显现，叫他说去修理他的房子。
Once in a small church, he heard the Lord to ask him to fix his house.
他突然明白，那是上帝呼召他，叫他去。去改变当时那个教会腐败的光景。
He realized the calling from God to fix the corrupted church.
所以他就放弃了他豪华的生活，加入了一个贫穷的修道院。
So he gave up his luxury life and joined a poor missionary.
他的父亲知道以后，就派人去把他绑架，拖回家，关在仓库里，关了一个多月。
His father kidnapped him back to home.
结果还是他妈妈偷偷把他救出来，他就逃到山洞当中去躲起来。
His mom rescued him and he ran to cave to hide.
他跟他父亲之间有许许多多的冲突。
And his father and him has many conflicts.
最后他还是选择了要过一个乞丐贫穷的生活，也不能够跟从他父亲的要求。
Eventually he chose to live like a poor beggar rather than follow the command of his father.
有许许多多的穷人因着他成立的修会得到了帮助。
Many poor people got helped because of his church.
他开始就整理出来一个修会，造成了中古世纪教会的复兴。
So the missionary his caused the revolution of the middle century church.
这个就是很有名的圣方济各的修会。
It's the famous, what's the name?
当然你说为什么要讲天主教的例子呢？因为从第五世纪一直到第十五世纪，这个教会就只有天主教。
Why do we talk about Catholic example? Because at that time, there are only Catholic churches.
所以法兰西斯他的见证，也就是雅各书的实践。
So the testimony of Francis is an implement of the book of James.
我们信主之后，你不要停在一个吃奶婴孩的阶段。
After believing, we cannot keep being babies.
你的祷告都是向神求祝福，求祝福，求祝福。
And pray only for blessings.
你也不要像一个青少年停在悖逆的阶段。
Neither should be like a rebelling teenager.
你要不给我，那我就不跟从你。
And saying that if you don't give us what we need, we will not obey you.
我们要做一个成熟的基督徒，就是要使人蒙福。
We should be a mature Christian and bless others.
为什么？因为我们的人生很短的，像花草一般。
Why? Because like a flower, our life is short.
我们来读一下雅各书第一章十到十一节，请。因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样，太阳出来，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢。美容就消没了，那富足的人在他所行的事上也要这样衰残。我们必须了解，这世上一切的东西都是暂时的。
You have no, everything in this world is temporary.
那有人得罪你，而让你日子很难过。
So if someone make your life miserable?
你的生活当中遭遇了打击、失败，你感到无奈。
And you are frustrated because of the blockings in your life.
但是这些都会过去的。
But this will all pass.
什么是真实的信心？
What is true faith?
真实的信心就是抓住现在为主而活。
True faith is to use the today to live for God.
因为现在是不会重复的。
Because they will not repeat itself.
讲完这句话就过去了。
Now already passed away after.
我们必须抓住还有的现在来为主而活。
We have to grasp now to live for God.
这个是决定你带着什么身量进入永生。
And that determines how mature you will be when you get into eternal life.
因为在天堂里面没有考验，没有试炼。
Because in heaven there will be no testing.
所以我们要珍惜现在你所受到的考验，那是。唯一使我们灵命成长的办法。
So we should value the testing today as the only way to grow ourselves spiritually.
第三，我们要遵守主的道，因为遵守主道的永不朽坏。
We need to obey the way of law, which is eternal.
在彼得前书第一章说，凡有血气的，尽都如草，他们的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的。为何你的身边有一本圣经？
Why do you have a Bible with you?
因为那个是神给你最重要的一份礼物。
That's the most important gift from God.
他要你得到这份礼物去用它，你的一生就蒙他的祝福。
He wants to use it so that your life will be blessed.
我们举个例子来说。
For example?
那譬如说我们怎么样用钱呢？
How we should spend our money?
世人有各样子的办法，就是你赶快的趁利息低的时候贷款买房子，再买房子，再买房子，出租出去赚钱。
The world way will be just buy houses when the interest rate is low, so that you can rent them out for money.
那别人这样子来分享的时候，你是不是也要照着做呢
？Will you do the same thing?
你要听他的话，还是你听圣经的话呢？
Will you listen to the Bible?
我们来看看圣经怎么讲。圣经也告诉我们怎么样管理钱财。
The Bible also tells us how we should be financially smart.
第一，神会供应我们一切。
First, God is the source.
所以你不需要忧虑，你只要尽上你的本分。
You shouldn't worry, but just do what you should do.
那腓立比书第四章说，我们的神必照着他荣耀的富足，在基督耶稣里，使你们一切所需用的都充足。主耶稣里，你会得到一切所需要的。
The Bible says, we will receive all we need according to His glorious riches.
第二个原则就是，你给别人就会有给你的。
The second principle is, if you give others, you receive.
所以我们遵守十一的奉献，其实不是一个命令而已，它其实是我们蒙神祝福的管道。
So the offering is not a command for us, but a channel we receive blessings.
这里说你要给别人就必有给你的，并且用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们的怀里，因为你们用什么量器给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。这是神的应许。
Luke says, give and it will be given to you a good measure.Pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For which the measure you use, it be measured to you. That's a promise of Lord.
第三，圣经用钱的原则，你是要保持调整的余地。
And third principle, you need to save margin for adjustment.
就是说，凡事你都可以留10%的空间。
So you should save 10% margin space.
好像你去参加一个90分钟的会议，你就多留10分钟，早到10分钟。
Like for 90 minutes meeting, you should be there 10 minutes earlier.
那你用钱也是一样，你需要那么多钱，你就多准备1/10。
It's the same principle as money, just stop more for what you need.
箴言说，蚂蚁是无力之类，却在夏天预备粮食。圣经中充满了我们要预备的话。
The Bible is full of words that we should store up, just like Proverbs.
为什么会迟到？我也是一样，就是我们把时间算得太紧，那么一有问题就迟到了。
Why we are late? Because we budget time too tightly, so anything happens, we'll be late.
不论是钱或者时间，如果你多留10%，你就能够完成任务。
It's the same principle as money or time. If you save 10% more, then you will finish the task.
第四，要维持合一的积蓄。
Fourth, we should have proper saving.
换句话说，你可以把你收入的10%储蓄起来。
In other words, you should save 10% of your income.
那么箴言21章说，智慧人家中积蓄财宝高有，愚昧人谁得来谁吞下。你看这是不是说 credit card？ 你看
So the Bible says a foolish man divorces all he has, similar to credit cards now.
今天美国这个 credit card 的这一个泛滥，其实就是没有遵守神的话。
The abuse in for credit card is that we don't obey the words of laws.
所以我们 总是在银行里或什么地方要留3到6个月的工作收入。
So we need to save the amount of like 3 to 6 months of income in bank.
做我们紧急的开支是不要去碰它的。
As an emergency budget.
那么你还年轻，不了解这一个 compound 的这一个厉害啊，这一个 compound interest 的厉害，其实你越早除退休金的存款，你就越不用担心晚年。
As a young person, you are not aware of the power of compound interest. The earlier you save, the less you worry about your future.
我劝我们当中的年轻人呢，你收入进来，你要给神10%，你要给自己10%。
So I urge the young person among us to save 10% for yourself and give 10% to God.
第五，要避免向人借贷。
Fifth, keep yourself out of debt.
那如果我们一定要借贷，像买房子，那我们应当放足够的 down payment.
If you have to borrow, we need the sufficient down payment.
那意思就是说，你在紧急的时候，你可以把房子顺利的卖掉，还不欠任何的钱。
So in case of emergency, you can save your house mostly without owning any money.
所以申命记15章说，因为耶和华你的神必照他所应许你的赐福于你，你必借给许多的国民，却不向他们借贷。意思就是神的子民永远不用借贷。
So the Bible says, as the people of Lord, we don't need to borrow.
第六，要保持知足常乐。
Six, we need to be grateful.
就是凡事存感谢的心，要感谢神，感谢人。
Be thankful in all circumstances.
腓立比书4章我们都数，无论是在什么情况都可以知足。我知道怎么样处卑贱，也知道怎么样处丰富。其实有钱多花一点，多给一点呢，这个没钱就省着用，这个都无所谓的。
So it doesn't matter whether we are in need or we have plenty.
我常说，你穿最时髦的衣服啊，跟我穿 Goodwill 的洗洗再穿的，其实都一样。
So say the most fashionable clothes you wear and the clothes I have washed and wear are the same.
你不相信，你比比看，我们两个衣服哈，他这个可能是150块、200买的，我这才是7块钱买的。
Different clothes are the same.
好，那我们知足常乐，这是神要我们保持喜乐的办法。
So we be a joyful, we are grateful. That's a secret to God.
第七，要记账，要做预算。
Second, make planning and budgeting.
因为我们生活当中最糟糕的就是没有 accountability, 没有人管我们。
The worst thing that happened to us is that we lack accountability.
所以呢，路加福音14章说，你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下来计算花费，就能盖成能盖成不盖成呢？这个是教导我们要计算。
Like Luke said, before we build a building, we need to budget and plan about it.
那我们做预算都是不能够自己骗自己啊，要真实的，要不然你做的预算就没有意义了。
And budget has to be faithful.
那记账也要简单，但是要实在啊，知道自己钱怎么花出去的。
And recording has to be practical.
你们有没有记账？有没有记账？我不好意思问你们了哈。但如果你有记账的话，你不会是一个贫穷的人。
So if you do record, then you will not be poor.
第八认真努力的赚钱。
This is work hard.
其实圣经里面教导我们要认真赚钱。
And the Bible tells us to work hard.
那怎么做到？你就多付出，比别人多付出10%。
So make a 10% extra effort.
换句话说，别人做8个小时，你就做8个小时，又八个小时是多少？0.8个小时的工作，就是这样，比别人多付出10%。
In other word, work for extra point 8%.
因为工作努力是我们基督徒的本分。
Because it's the Christian's duty to work hard.
所以你多花一些时间，多花一些心力在里面，你当然会得多得一些报酬。
So you will be rewarded more if you spend more effort.
你说我的薪水是固定的，我怎么样多花10%的时间，老板也是这样多给我。我告诉你，你神要给你其他多余的，你养鸡，鸡生的蛋都多。
You may say my salary fixed no matter how hard I work, but I tell you the Lord will give you for your effort.
因为神的应许是你给出去的，神要补足回来啊。
Because the promise of the Lord is that for whatever you gave out,
刚才我们读的，你给人的就有给你的。
Return, like we just read.
你用什么量器量？那下面那个话是说，神也要用那个量器量给你。
So it's just the rate that in the measure you use, it be measured to you.
所以你看，你多付出10%，得到多10%，你再多付出去，你再付出去10%的奉献，你有没有损失？你没有损失。
So you will not lose if you give 10% more.
第九，要拒绝为人作保。
9, don't cosign.
那个意思并不是我们板一个铁脸啊，你对我来要做保，我就给你拒绝，不是那个意思。
And not just say no to anyone asking for help to cosign for them.
而是叫我们宁可给人，施舍给人，也不要为人做保。
But rather give than cosign for others.
所以箴言22说，不要与人击掌，击掌的意思就是作证啊，不要为欠债的做保。
So the proverb tells us not to strike hands in pledge or put up security for debts.
你在给人做保的时候，哎呀，别人很谢谢，很感谢你。那出了问题，他要你别人来要债的时候，你就把他当作仇人了。
When you do cosign for others, the other will be thankful for you. But when some people ask for the money you earned, then they be grateful.
所以神的意思是叫我们，你要为那需要的人来筹款，来帮助他，来给他，而不要只是为他做保。
So God tells us to raise, to help the one who need, rather than cosign for them.
最后，多听智者的劝告。
And last, listen and obey the teaching of the wise.
腓立比书15:22，腓立比书怎么会有十五章？箴言15:22啊，不先商议，所谋无效；谋事众多，所谋乃成。
So the proverbs says plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisers they succeed.
所以我们多听别人的意见，再做决定才是对的。
So it's wise for us to listen to others before we make decisions.
你看，我们只不过是简单的举了10个理财的条件，都在圣经里有教训了。
See, we just put example of 10 principles and they are teachings in the Bible.
神的智慧实在是丰富，够我们生活一切的需要指证。
The God's wisdom is sufficient for us.
只是在乎于我们肯不肯认真去读，去发掘，圣灵一定会帮助我们。
It's whether we want to listen and learn, the Holy Spirit will help us.
人生中最大的试探就是纵容自己犯罪的欲望。
The biggest temptation for us is our own desire to sin.
所以我们必须靠着主，对主的信心来克服这样的欲望。
So we must conquer our desires through our faith in Lord.
神一定会帮助我们脱离那个罪的网罗。
And the Lord will help us out of the power of the sin.
只要我们肯坚定的顺服，相信他。
As long as we submit ourselves to him and believe in him.
第二，不论是升高或者是降卑，我们都应当有喜乐。
Second, whether in a high position or low position, we should be joyful.
这个不是自己编出来的东西，而是让主的灵来感动我们，我们就自然不去计较眼前的得失。
We cannot create joy ourselves, but be in touch by God, we will look low in what we have now.
我们要清楚我们人生的真意。
We need to know what our lives are truly meaningful to.
所有的一切都是暂时的。
Everything is temporary.
而信心就是现在为主而活。
And faith is grasping now to live for the Lord.
所以我们要遵守主的道，就必不见朽坏。
So we will become eternal if we obey His way.
今生来生 都会蒙神的祝福。
In this world and in future will be blessed.
最后，真正的富足是拥有神自己。
And we will be truly rich if we have Lord.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们读你的话，我们觉得我们是何等蒙福的一群。
Holy Father, we feel so blessed when we read your words.
当世人为着许许多多的事情思虑烦恼的时候，我们在你的里面却能够满有喜乐。
We can be truly joyful in you when the world worries about so much things.
因为我们的父这样的爱我们，会帮助我们走过一切死荫的幽谷。
Because our Father so loved us and helped us through the valley of death.
没有一个考验是不经过主的许可会临到我们的身上。
No testing will fall upon us without your permission.
所以主也，你会给我们这样的力量去胜过一切的试探。
And Lord, you will give us strength so we can succeed over testings.
因为我们明白真正的富足是拥有主你自己。
Because we know the rich, it's really to know you and have you.
帮助我们，坚固我们的信心。
Help us strengthen our faith.
让我们在2020年的开始，我们就愿意好好的来读你的话。
So that in the beginning of the world of 2020, we can read your words carefully.
因为你的话实在宝贵，里面充满了智慧，能够帮助我们活得更荣耀你的名。
For your words are precious and full of wisdom, and we can live to glorify your name.
我们这样的祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。